With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says the U.S. has seized an oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela amid mounting tensions with the government of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
President Trump did not immediately offer additional details.
You'll discuss that with the appropriate people later on, but no, it was seized for very good reason.
The announcement came at an unrelated roundtable at the White House as the administration has undertaken a large military buildup and a series of deadly strikes on boats that it has alleged are carrying drugs in the Caribbean. It's the Trump administration's latest push to increase pressure on Maduro, who has been charged with narco-terrorism in the U.S. The seizure is led by the U.S. Coast Guard and supported by the Navy, according to U.S. officials not authorized to comment publicly and spoke on a condition of anonymity. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The Federal Reserve reduced its key interest rate for the third time in a row Wednesday, but signaled that it may leave rates unchanged in the coming months. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says the job market remains stagnant.
In the labor market, although official employment data for October and November are delayed, available evidence suggests that both layoffs and hiring remain low, and that both households' perceptions of job availability and firms' perceptions of hiring difficulty continue to decline.
Wednesday's cut reduced the rate by a quarter point to about 3.6%, the lowest it's been in nearly 3 years. Ukrainian officials are expected to present new peace proposals to U.S. negotiators today. President Zelensky says this comes ahead of urgent talks on Thursday with leaders from about 30 countries supporting Ukraine's efforts to end Russia's nearly four-year-old full-scale invasion. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 497 points. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court revives a religious freedom case.
The justices have killed a lower court ruling against a group of Amish families who are suing the state of New York for removing a religious exemption from its vaccine mandate. The lower court has been ordered to reconsider, given last year's Supreme Court decision allowing parents in Maryland to opt their kids out of a sex ed program on religious grounds. Since seating three new justices nominated by President Trump, the high court has been very protective of religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
The New Orleans Archdiocese will pay at least $230 million to hundreds of survivors of clergy sexual abuse. The agreement follows years of negotiations and includes policies intended to prevent abuse by Catholic priests from happening in the future. The Archdiocese filed for bankruptcy in 2020 to avoid handling each of the more than 500 abuse cases separately. This is SRN News. Scientists have developed a medication to treat rare cases of infant botulism, as we hear from correspondent Ben Thomas.
An infant botulism outbreak has sickened at least 39 babies across the U.S., and it's underscoring the crucial role of a medication that treats the rare disease. Baby Big is an IV drug made from blood plasma, donated by a small group of scientists and other volunteers.
It's probably the highlight of my career that I actually was able to participate in this project and donate plasma.
Nancy Shines, a retired biochemist.
I was lucky enough to be one of those people who was, for occupational safety, because we worked with botulinum toxin, I was vaccinated.
I'm Ben Thomas.
More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.